It is time to mark your calendars, folks. Come this April 22nd, Eugene will be celebrating the 54th annual Earth Day, a day dedicated to the prevention of deforestation and pollution. It's recommended that on Earth Day, folks get outside, pick up litter, plant trees, but most of all, be grateful for the beautiful planet we call home. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, until 1970, there were no legal or regulatory mechanisms to protect our environment. To challenge this, a former Wisconsin senator, Gaylord Nelson, created Earth Day as an initiative to pressure the government to make change, and it worked. After this initiative, Congress began passing bills like the Clean Air Act, regulating air emissions, and the Clean Water Act, preventing the disposal of pollutants into U.S. waters. Earth Day is widely celebrated, and the UO campus has a few ways of getting involved. On campus, the Student Sustainability Center is hosting festivities each day this week in order to kick off Earth Day. Earth Week, as they call it, invites students to get outside. On Monday, head to the EMU Amphitheater from 11:30 to 2:30 to find out about the week's events. On Tuesday, there's a produce drop. On Wednesday, SustainaFest. Thursday, a plant identification walk. Friday, a bike ride, forest bathing, and a barn dance. And Saturday, a gardening event. You may be asking yourself, why is the SSC celebrating for a week if Earth Day is only one day? This is what Assistant Director of SSC Megan Schneider has to say.
Can't do it all in one day.
Yeah.
We think that, you know, again, it's sort of aligned with, you know, we think that recognizing and celebrating the Earth deserves more than a day.
Wanting to know how the student body feels about Earth Week, I spoke to Lindsay Ramirez, a junior at the UO who says Earth Week initiatives are important for uplifting student voices and for spreading the message of Earth health.
Because I feel like a lot of people, at least right now, like there's a lot of like stigma around the environment, and I feel like it's not prioritized as much as it should be, especially in policy. I feel like we, as students, we have a platform to be able to like put that out there and like say what's important to us, since we are what's gonna be the next people in power and the next people in those big positions. So I feel like we should have something to say about that.
For more information about UO's Earth Week events, check out the Student Sustainability Center's Instagram at UO_SSC. And for the full story about Earth Week, check out our website, dailyemerald.com. This has been Peyton Gast, and you've been listening to a podcast from the Daily Emerald. Thanks for tuning in.